Birthday of Sri Srimad Pujyapad Sri Srimad Bhakti Gaur Govind Maharaj. I have heard that in Odisha, in a very aristocratic family, Brahmin family, he took birth. And from beginning of life, he was pure bhakta. His forefathers were also pure devotees. So, from beginning we see that so many symptoms of pure bhakti were seen in him. He knew epics, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavat, everything from his childhood. And after that, he was searching a guru who can give him Krishna prema. And for this he went over through India, also in Himalaya, Rishikesh, Haridwar. And in the last, he was not satisfied, then he came to Mathura, Vrindavan. I've heard that he came first to Mathura, Keshavji Gaudiya Math. I was not there. And then he went to Vrindavan. And he met Srila Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. Then Swami Maharaj saw him and heard his katha, that why he has come. At once he became ready to give him Diksha Mantra, Harinam Diksha Mantra, and Sanyastu. Some devotees of his own leaders were telling that you should not give him sannyas, but he gave sannyas. And then Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj told him to return back to Odisha and preach his mission everywhere, especially in Bhubaneswar. And he went there and selected a place where so many snakes and all things were there, but he was very determined and brave person. He collected so much money from here and there, and then he called his Gurudev. He came. He was very much satisfied. And he has written any Odia books, translated. He translated Odia books, so many. After the departure of his Gurudev, called a very bold preacher. Holy Stone did not understand the mode of his Gurudev. So they used to tell that Jeev has come from Golo, Vrindavan. But he boldly told, Jeev cannot fall from Golo, Vrindavan. Never it can be. Jiva has come from Karnabdeshai Vishnu Tartastha Shakti. Bravely he told. So many scorned leaders they opposed, but he never. He was so bold that he used to tell that only Kanthimala and Mota Tilak will not do. We should follow Gurudev and epics. For whole life he used to tell these things, and for these what he used to tell, oh Satya. Then ISKCON leaders were so much afraid that all devotees are going to take shelter in his lotus feet. So they were very much disturbed and worried. So they banned him not to go to Holland and Australia or Indonesia or any places. He was banned. But he was very brave, boldly he used to tell all these things. In his last day, oh, he met in me, with me, in Jagannath Puri. He came with one of his disciples. And always he used to read my books. Any new books I used to publish. Oh, he was first person to take, and very with great honor he used to read my books. So at that time I met him. He was telling that school leaders are not following their Gurudev, but you are following. Boldly he used to tell. In his last day, he went to Mayapur, but they never told him to ask them to speak all these things loudly. So they wanted to keep him out of ISKCON JVC or what. He told that I will not go in my life out of ISKCON, but I will not speak what they want. So he left his body in Mayapur. He told his disciples, after me, you also take shelter of Narayan Maharaj. And that is why, after his departure, soon after 10 days, Ashram Maharaj, at that time name was
Govinda Bhakata.
And 10 others came to me as a representative of all his disciples. And they told that my Gurudev has told to take your shelter. I want your help. I keep my hands on their heads and told that you can come. And I will give you shelter and help you for Krishna consciousness. So Ashram Maharaj and others, and what name was?
Bhakta Ray.
Dr. Ray, at that time. Radhanath. And from all over world, his main disciples came to me, and then I began to take in my shelter to Ashram Maharaj and Radhanath. I gave sannyas also. Now they are preaching in whole world, cutting their arguments of Jiva Tattva and others. So I have great honor for him. So I give my Pushpanjali in his lotus. Gaur Premanande. You can speak. You can.
Therefore, Parasuram's father ordered him, ordered the oldest brother, chop off the head of your mother. But the older brother was thinking, how can I chop off the head of my mother? It's a great sinful thing. Then the three older brothers of Sri Parasuram refused the order of their father. But when Parasuram ordered, when Jagannathi Devji ordered Parasuram, chop off the head of your mother, immediately Parasuram took off the head of his mother and his three brothers because they disobeyed the order of the Guru. So Jagannathi was very happy. You are the real disciple. You are the real son because you followed my instruction without changing anything. That's why you followed. So Srila Gaura Maharaj gave that wonderful example in his own life of how to follow the orders of the Guru. That time Prabhupada gave him some three main instructions. You should go to the Punya and you should open a temple which will become the next temple in the whole of ISKCON, and all of ISKCON will come here to this temple to hear your Harikatha. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, before he left, he put his stick in the ground three times in Bhuvaneshwar. Tok, tok, tok. He said, I leave all my mercy here. I leave all my mercy here. I leave all my mercy here. That time Srila Gaura Maharaj was thinking, how I can build a temple, even I don't have 2 rupees, no disciples, nothing. But he said, Guru has given order, I have to do. Every day he would walk 15 to 20 miles. Because that time, no money even for a bicycle. 15 or 20 miles, door to door, preaching. And somehow he collected money slowly, slowly, and built that temple in Bhuvaneshwar. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj gave him complete instructions, build a temple like this, and install deities of Gaura-Nitai, Krishna Balaram, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Srila Swami Maharaj said, because my disciples cannot go to Jagannath, therefore I am bringing Jagannath here. And everyone can have darshan there. So, when they built the temple, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had given instructions, you install Gaura-Nitai, old-fashioned, Orissa-style murti. But when Srila Gaura Maharaj was discussing with the GBC, I will install the murtis of Gaura-Nitai, Krishna Balaram in the old-fashioned, Orissa-style. Then GBC said, no, it's too expensive. We cannot find an artist. You just do Radha Krishna and marvel Krishna Balaram. They would not agree. Then Srila Gaura Maharaj stood up and walked out. They said, Maharaj, where are you going? He said, if I cannot follow the order of my Guru, I have no relation with this temple. I'm going next door and I will build another temple. And I will just follow the order my Gurudev did to install Gaura-Nitai, Krishna Balaram, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Then they begged him back. So very hard life he had. One of his main teachings, he said, do not try to find a very comfortable situation in Guru Seva. Because that suffering which we encounter in the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava, that suffering destroys all our anattas. That suffering in Guru Seva, that gives us Krishna Prem. So he did not encourage disciples to try to find an easy life. In fact, he used to order the worst rice. The worst rice full of stones and potato he would order, he said, because then the materialists, the bogies, they will not eat here and they will leave the temple, and only those who are serious about sadhana bhajan, they will stay in the temple. So he gave a very ideal example of Guru Seva. One of his main contributions is Srila Swami Maharaj ordered him, translate all my books into Oriya. Such a hard work. Therefore, day and night, he translated Bhagavad Gita, the whole Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Upadeshamrita. He translated all those books. He made his own printing press, printed all those books himself, and then he sent his devotees all around Orissa, teaching the pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think Jagannath Puri must be one of the most difficult places in the world to preach, because there, all our smartas, all our this and that, Saki Beki, Jati Gosai, all is complete. Sahaja, Upper Sampradaya, and therefore to preach on Orissa, very, very difficult work. But Srila Gaura Maharaj, by his forceful preaching, he really established the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in its purity in Jagannath Puri. Even the king of Orissa used to come for his darshan. I heard one time Jagannath Dev gave dream to the king of Orissa. You take this, the king of Jagannath Puri, you take my prasad to my devotee, Srila Gaura Maharaj, there in Bhuvaneshwar. So Srila Prabhupada gave him those orders, build a temple in Bhuvaneshwar, translate all my books to Orissa, and thirdly, preach all around the world. So there was many, many obstacles in his preaching. Many times I heard, they used to lock him in his room so he could not come out to give class. When he first went to France, that time Bhagavan Maharaj had built that big temple, So he went in the bathroom, the golden toilet, the golden handles, the windows. So Srila Gauranga Maharaj was so simple, he thought, this is the temple room. So he did pranam there. And they gave him one bed, one huge 5-acre bed. He did pranam and said, this is no bed for sannyasi, I'll sleep outside. So he began preaching, and in only 10 years, really he created a revolution in this society. He is to teach this Srimad Bhagavatam is to cause a revolution in a misguided society. So how unfortunate, even the Vaishnava society was misguided. Especially at that time, people were preaching, no need for sadhusanga, no need for sadhusanga. Just read the books. Srila Prabhupada said everything in his books. Therefore, Srila Gauranga Maharaj used to cut those arguments. He used to say, because we are on a very low standard, we cannot understand the writings of the acharyas without sadhusanga. And Srila Prabhupada is in his books, but Sri Rupa Goswami is also in his books. Sri Jiva Goswami is also in his books. Without sadhusanga, we cannot penetrate the real meanings of the authors of those books. Therefore, in 10 years, he preached all around the world. One of his main teachings, people used to say, you come and preach to the new people. And Srila Gauranga Maharaj said, no, anyone can preach to the new people, but I'm come to preach to the preachers, to preach to the preachers. And he also wanted to show, I want to show all these smarters and the pundits of Jagannath Puri are criticizing my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. But I want to show how all the teachings are there in the books of Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, very strongly he fought against those upper sampradayas in Jagannath Puri. Especially even at advanced age. He used to go 2 months of pariyatra. Village to village, village to village, village to village. And for 2 months he gave the same class, Ajamil Charitra, the glories of Harinam. I remember when he used to speak, especially there was pin drop silence. And when he would do the kirtan, no one would do kirtan. Then he would say very loudly, those who do kirtan, Yamaraj crosses their book out of the name. And those who do not do kirtan, Yamaraj writes their name in the book. Then they would start kirtan and all the villagers would be Hare Krishna, very loudly. Every year he would do that parikram. Why? Because he was banned from going everywhere else in the world. And he said, without preaching, I cannot live. Therefore, he used to preach in Orissa, door to door, door to door. He preached very, very strongly about Guru Tattva. Especially, he used to say, the fault with my god brothers, they cannot understand the necessity of Shiksha Guru. They cannot understand. That is the main fault of my god brothers. Therefore, very much he used to preach about Guru Tattva. Then some people used to criticize him. Why are you only preaching Guru? He said, because if you cannot understand Guru Tattva, then you cannot understand any other tattva. Therefore, first is Guru Tattva. Especially Guruji said, he preached about Jiva Tattva. Especially he would preach the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of the Prema of the Gopis. And even now, we think very, very high classes. He used to describe Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Vananakya, Mahabhav. He used to say, none of you can understand. He said, I am trying to sell mirrors in the land of blind men. Because none of you are qualified to understand. He said, but I pray for the mercy of Sachinandan Gaurahari that he will give his blessings, then you can understand all these things. So of course, so many obstacles came in his preaching. Therefore, he chose to leave this world. But very much we are indebted to him because he used to indicate us, you go to Srila Narayan Maharaj. I remember one time I asked him, I met Pran Kishore and Urukrampu at Manav Maharaj, and they are your followers. So I asked, when I met Srila Gauranga Maharaj, I asked him, everyone is leaving ISKCON and going to Srila Narayan Maharaj. So tell me your opinion of that. Then he became very, loud. And he said, you are thinking ISKCON, non-ISKCON. But this is nothing to do with Vaishnavism. ISKCON means International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that Vaishnava who is 100% Krishna conscious, he is the real and bona fide member of ISKCON. And they said, if you get the chance to his Sangha, you should run there. So very easily, disciple cannot understand the instructions of the Guru. Therefore, disciples should take shelter of Shiksha Guru to understand the glories of their own Guru. Last thing. I remember Srila Gauta Maharaj disappeared, and next morning all disciples had a meeting. I couldn't believe it. Srila Gauta Maharaj's whole life is teaching sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhava sastra koi labha matra, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. And next morning all disciples say, don't do sadhu sangha. Don't go to Vaishnava, stay here, stay here. But I'm thinking these guys are completely crazy. Not even 12 hours have passed, already changing the Siddhanta of the spiritual master for their own self-interest. They were very much indebted to Srila Gauta Maharaj. He is Shikshi Guru, but also he is Bhatma Pradaksh Guru, because he sent us to the feet of our Gurudev, Diksha Guru. And this morning I was thinking, if Srila Gauta Maharaj not give his mercy, then we never met Gurudev, and how he can take Diksha, how he can get a chance to stay in Vrindavan, Govardhan Vas, how sannyas, Gayatri mantras, all this, by his mercy he sent us to bona fide Diksha Guru, and now by his mercy and by mercy of Gurudev, all these things we get an opportunity. Otherwise, where are we born, most sinful players, degraded personalities, that only by the mercy of Vaishnavas now our life has become completely successful, trying to become successful. So today, I offer my Pushpanjali, his lotus feet. I pray for the benediction. One time he gave me benediction. And we did parikram 2 months. And everyone, he was giving different benediction. Then he gave one benediction to me. He said, you should learn Hindi. Then you can preach all over India. And I used to, why Hindi? This is Orissa, I should learn Orient. But he said, no, you have to learn Hindi. And he said, I give benediction that you'll spend the rest of your life in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. So I hope that benediction is still valid. And I can spend the rest of my life serving the servants of Sri Rupa Goswami. Vansha Kapo Chudubas Chaka. That's going to be good.
Gurusundraya Radhikaya Sadalayam Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadvaktaya Namo Namam Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Sishimada Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Iti Namini Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Guru Govinda Swami Niti Nami. First of all, I offer my respectful obeisances to Diksha Guru and Sanyas Guru, Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, and equally to Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, by whose mercy I am now in my spiritual life. So I want to offer some Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of my Gurudev. First, when I was very young age, like 13 years old, I came to know about ISKCON. I was born in a Vaishnava family. We were chanting Harinam, everything, but we did not know anything. But first I heard about ISKCON and got one book of Srila Prabhupada. I read and started chanting strictly 16 rounds. So, at the time I was schooling, so much hard task to study in school, still I was every day chanting 16 rounds. So my desire came, I should accept one guru like Prabhupada. I heard that Prabhupada disappeared in this world. I did not know there is a center in Odisha. I know there is a center in Bombay, Delhi, Mayapur, big centers. So after reading his books, such a big guru, like powerful guru like Prabhupada, where I can get. So I traveled with my brother so many places. My brother was at the time in Delhi, in also different centers. So I traveled Mayapur and met so many ISKCON gurus. I was not satisfied. I had some good fortune in associating so many great elevated Vaishnavas and served them in my childhood also. So I was not satisfied so much. So I was thinking, the guru will know my heart. And really, I'll develop my faith or he can deliver me. So once my younger brother, who is now Babaji, Jagdish Babaji, wandering here and there, he came to Bhubaneswar. and met Srila Gurudev, the Gauranga Maharaj, and went, and it was Rath Yatra time. For these 7 days, he speaks only in Odia for hours, evening time, only the glories of gopis and glories of Jagannath, so many. Those classes, if one is fortunate, you have heard these classes. He just went and told this thing, and glories of Mahaprabhu. So much he speaks. And he went, just on Rath Yatra, he went to and told me, because at that time we had a center and many, many devotees were there, many 50 devotees. But he did not know anything, no guidance, just doing like anything. So when I heard about Gurudev, so immediately I was attracted, oh, I should come. So immediately I left all my school, college, I was graduating, starting my graduation, bachelor. I left my study, I came to meet him. Once I came, I met him, I lost everything. I said, I left everything, I don't know, where is my certificates, everything I lost, I never went back. Because I heard his Harikatha, so I heard his Harikatha and waiting. I will take shelter of him completely. If he is really pure devotee, know my heart, because here it is very difficult to meet him, so much restriction. He is only coming out only 1 hour a day. And that is only secretary, so many senior devotees are there, and very difficult to meet him. If he will call me personally and talk to me, so I had this desire. So next day I was doing kirtan in temple room, evening time. Just he sent his servant, personal servant, he come, Gurudev is calling. The first I was very afraid because he was very grave and like usually all the devotees. But that day when I came to him, I paid dandavat pranam, I was touching his feet always. So then he called me, asked me, what is your name? Oh, my name is Krishna Prasad, my name. And where I from, I tell, express my desire, oh, I'm long time associating with your books, reading and preaching. And then he asked me, you are doing nice kirtan, you learn the songs of our acharyas, Gaudiya acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and gave me blessings. But after that, I never fear. And he said, any time you can come to my room. Any time you come to my room, I have so much seva. Also, I assisted him in his publications and served him personally. Padyatra, I traveled around with him all over Odisha. So many some experiences I have, I can tell. So some childhood pastimes I heard from one of his cousin from Kadagiri. Gurudev was very small, young age. It's very deep attachment towards bhajan. Like he's in his later age, we are seeing also in his childhood days, he was like that, very grave. Not mixing with, not fickleness, very, very grave and completely doing observing kirtan. Very small boy, always observing kirtan, don't know, he doesn't know anything, what to eat, when to sleep, he has nothing. Since childhood, he's always like this. So once, he was at the time of schooling, she went to one Gadagiri, one place, the Gopal. There was very popular place at that time. She used to do Manavanjan Lila, pastimes. The different groups are there, they perform the pastimes. And Gurudev came. And Gurudev was usually not interested in seeing this drama, opera, nothing. But he hears something about Radha Krishna, some dramas like this. Especially he was so much attracted to this pastimes of Krishna and Radharani. Other pastimes, even not Raman, he was hearing, but so much more attraction toward Gopal like this. So when he came with his uncle and he saw this drama, he's crying and crying all night and drama is over, then went to house crying and crying. Nobody could understand. But he was maintaining a diary. Later on, after many years, when we found the diary, Gurudev is writing in that day, liking because Krishna is coming to pacify the man of Srimati Radharani. That we heard Rupa Goswami say, Jat king kurishi bahusa kaluka gubani te puras parasya purushasya sikanda mori haka darasani darbusavana jatat kedikunje bhavanangana marjamisha. Krishna is trying so much to pacify the man of Radharani. At last, he's consulting with Brindadevi. Brindadevi will cause us out Krishna. Oh, Krishna separates him so much. Krishna is rolling in the ground. The Jamuna, back of Jamuna, how I'll meet Srimati Radharani. Brindadevi told one, You have to become a yogi. You have to give up all your dress, your curly hair, your pickled feather, everything you have to give up and become a yogi. And then you have to chant Radharani's name. The Gurudev was always, this song was very popular. I know when we went to meet Srila Bhakti, Bhakti Charan Das Babaji Maharaj, he was Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Sastaku disciple, he was always crying. This song most of the time I was singing, Tonama Gai Tundare, Prema Dandar, Prema Dambaru Bajai Bhikya Maguti Vidandare. Oh Radhe, I will be always chanting your name and crying in the street and rolling in the ground, begging door to door, the love, your love only. Tonama Gai Tundare, Bhikya Maguti Vidandare, Prema Dambaru Bajai. Dambaru means the instrument. So this is your very favorite song. I know whenever he was meeting very high class, so crying. This songs I heard from him. So then Gurudev, I wrote, oh Krishna, please, if you're merciful, I don't like this samsar. I don't know why I'm here. You make me yogi like you. Like Mahaprabhu, he was always praying this. This was his inner mood. He was not so friendly to his mother, brothers. Nobody could understand his mood. Sometimes days he was locking inside the door inside. Why Braja, his name was Brajabandhu. Open the door. What you want? Oh, I don't want to talk to anybody. Oh, you whatever want will fulfill, please take prasad. Very difficult to have always like this, observing mood, nobody could understand. Otherwise, after that he became school teacher. And school teacher time he was always, he was very best in his student life also, very scholar, he was best in university. Became school teacher when he was teaching in class. He was only teaching Krishna Katha and Ram Katha, nothing else. Especially he was a very good speaker of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So people also they invite always him to speak Hari Katha. So when the topic comes, like mathematics teaching, if Ram or Krishna, the name comes, he starts Krishna Lila, the period is over. Like this. They are like this, many students, almost more than 40 students became his disciple later. All disciples are devotee. We met many of his students. My previous village, also one of his teachers, student, he is his disciple. So many, his student became disciple, always speaking Krishna Katha, nothing else. So once I remember one Sri Guru Prabhu was organizing Padyatra, Radhan Prabhu, maybe Damodar Maharaj maybe know him. Sri Guru Prabhu was a police report, police constable. So at the time, so invited once, his previous, before Gurudev became sannyas, this is a very old story. So he was inviting him to do Gita Jagya, Bhagavad Gita Katha for 7 days. Then once he invited many, like organization from Ishwar Brahma Kumari, from yogis, so many persons are sitting the pandal. Also he came, Gurudev, invited Gurudev. So he was a teacher, he was sitting there, he was very grave, also very angry. If somebody criticizing Krishna or Mahaprabhu, he chastised so much way that people will immediately leave that place. So one Babaji was smoking on that ganja. When he saw immediately, he said, get out from here. He told English, get out. Yes, so the Babaji was smoking. He felt so much hot. He immediately left and went to the village and river bank was rolling and said, I will die today. My life is useless. So much great. I am such a sinful person. He immediately changed. And people went, Sigur Prabhu went, he pacified, oh, you please come. Then he afterwards, he regretted, oh, that way he left smoking forever. So his preaching was so